And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, good afternoon. I hope you're doing well today. Welcome to My Dad Rocks, a radio show featuring Christian rock and metal from the 80s and the 90s. And oh, are you in for a rocking show today with a very hard-hitting message. I've got some heavier stuff for you today to play, but we're going to get warmed up a little bit before we get into the more strenuous music today. So fasten your seatbelts and hold on. And we're going to be talking today mainly about the kingdom of God. You know, the message of the gospel, the news about Jesus Christ, is a message about a king and a kingdom, the kingdom of God. When someone becomes a Christian, they are not just getting a ticket to heaven. They are surrendering to King Jesus, entering into his kingdom, and committing themselves to serve him for all eternity. Here in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, the Bible says this: Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among them. So the message of Christianity is a message about a kingdom, and the king is Jesus Christ. And here's Baron Cross singing about that very thing. King of Kings, Baron Cross. Yes, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And those who are loyal to him desire his will to be done above all things. You know, the name of the next song that we're going to listen to is Let Your Kingdom Come, and it's by White Hart. And it comes from Matthew 6, verse 10, which says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that's really a person who is submitted to the reign of Christ. They're surrendered to King Jesus to serve him. That's what they want. They want God's will to be done above all things, above their own will, and even if it costs them their lives. Let's listen to White Hart as they sing about this and Let the Kingdom Come.
Yes, I'm laying on my ground.
White Hart with Let the Kingdom Come. You know, Christianity is the invasion of God's kingdom on earth. The Bible tells us in Matthew 4:17, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." You know, the kingdom of God was there amongst them, and their responsibility was to repent, to turn from their life of sin, and to submit to King Jesus. And later on, when he was accused, Jesus was accused by the religious leaders of casting out demons by the power of Satan. He said this in Matthew 12:28, "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." The kingdom of God was upon them, and it's upon us now. Jesus made sure that we understood that his kingdom was not a physical kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom. He said over in Luke 17:20-21, "Now having been questioned by the Pharisees to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered and said to them, 'The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst.'" In other words, it's in your heart. Jesus reigns right now as King of Kings through his people, which are true Christians, the church. That is his kingdom. And Christians are surrendered to doing the will of Christ on earth. But the problem is that we don't want to submit to the lordship of Christ. We don't want to do his will. We want to do our own will. And White Hart sang in that song, if you caught it, they said, "I crowned myself king, but I didn't see the trouble that it would bring." And that's mankind's problem. See, we've crowned ourselves kings. We've said, hey, we're gods. We're going to do our way. We're going to do what we want to do and the when we want to do it. We're not going to be told what to do. And so we live for ourselves. We live as if we're the king. And we're the Lord of our own lives, and that brings us trouble in this life. And if you don't crown Jesus King in this life, it will bring you trouble in an eternal sense, forever in hell. So you need to surrender to Christ. Here's Bloodgood singing a song about their conversion, and he calls his song "A Soldier of Peace." And listen to what he claims here in this song.
A soldier of fortune. Yeah.
Hey, that was Blood Good with Soldier of Peace. You know, and he sang about being a soldier of passion, a soldier of lust, a soldier of fire, a soldier of darkness. But now he's a soldier of light. You know, living to gratify your own desires is living as a soldier of the kingdom of darkness. And he sang in that song, he used to live that way until Jesus broke the chains and set him free, and now he's a soldier of life. You know, that's what happens when someone comes to Christ. They're freed from the kingdom of darkness and the grips of the devil, and they're free to live for Christ and live for God and for his glory. And he sang about that in that song. You know, there's a war going on, and you're on one side or the other. You're either in the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of Christ, and there is no in-between. You're either serving the devil or you're serving King Jesus. It's either one or the other. You see, if you're living to gratify your lust, constantly indulging the desires of your flesh and mind, then you're in the kingdom of darkness and you're serving Satan. A true Christian has been moved out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, as Bloodgood sang about. The Bible says of Christians, and over in the book of Colossians 1:13, it says that God rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. We go from being soldiers of darkness to soldiers of light, from living in darkness to living in the light. And Paul said of those who had become Christians in Ephesus in Ephesians 5:8-13, "For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of life consists of all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it's disgraceful even to mention the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light." And the way we expose the unfruitful deeds of darkness is by living as children of light. That's to shine the light of Christ by the way we live. And in this way, dark deeds are exposed. People get uncomfortable around those who live for Christ. Why? Because the light shining and it's exposing their evil deeds, the darkness of their deeds, and they don't like that. Well, our next two bands, are going to sing about this becoming a soldier of light. And first, we're going to listen to Striper sing about their being a soldier under God's command. I love that song by Stryper. Man, what an awesome song that is. I've always thought about one time, all-time favorite songs that Stryper ever did, Soldiers Under Command. Who are you under the command of? Is you're under the command of something, whether you realize it or not. You're either under the command of God or the command of the devil. And I hope that you are under the command of Jesus Christ. Here's Leviticus, which is a Swedish metal band. It's going to be singing about living the Christian life. It's called Let Me Fight. Leviticus with Let Me Fight. You know, he's saying in there, I want to praise and adore your holy name. I want to battle for your name. And a person who has been transferred to the kingdom of Christ is a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ. And that means that essentially he lives for Christ. He's at war with the sin that's remaining in his own heart and with the spiritual forces of darkness in this world. And Deliverance is going to sing for us a song about that very thing. It's called Weapons of Our Warfare. We'll be right back. That was Deliverance, Weapons of Our Warfare. Nobody can do a heavy metal riff like Jimmy P. Brown, as you just heard. Anyways, this song was based off two Bible passages. One is 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, which says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but are divinely powered for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of Christ, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." You see, the true kingdom of God is not advanced through physical armies or swords or guns or tanks or explosives taped to suicide bombers. It's advanced through the different means, through prayer and fasting and the word of God. That's because of what the other passage this song is based off on teaches. And that's Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." The true enemies of a Christian are fallen angels, not people. Therefore, a Christian's warfare is a spiritual warfare. And that's why Paul here in Ephesians, the same passage, I quoted the same section here, describes the armor of a Christian as basically a lifestyle, specifically living a Christian life. And he mentions in that passage in Ephesians 6, the belt of truth. That means that we live, we're honest, and we're truthful in our conversations and with our dealings with other people. The breastplate of righteousness, which means we live in accordance with God's righteous standard, the Bible, thereby doing what's right, and we are protected by that righteousness. The shoes of peace, that's we strive to be at peace with people. We don't want to be in turmoil and conflict. We try to do the things that lead to peace. And that doesn't always work, but we try to do that. The shield of faith, to believe what God has said and to act in obedience to it. The helmet of salvation, that's to have an eternal perspective on life, looking forward to Christ's return and living with that event in mind. And then finally, he said, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And Stryper sang about that a couple songs ago, about having a two-edged sword in their hand. And what they were talking about was the word of God that comes from Hebrews 4:12. "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of the soul and the spirit, of the joint and marrow, able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." The word of God is the only offensive weapon a believer has to conduct war in this world. Well, who are you fighting for in this epic struggle between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of Christ? Whose side are you on? You see, you are showing who you are fighting for through every decision you make every day. And that's what Petra sings about in their song, Minefield.
Yeah.
That was Petra singing Minefield. They said, life is a minefield. The enemy steals and the enemy kills. You know what that verse, that came from a verse, John 10:10, which says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly, Jesus said. The devil steals, kills, and destroys. That's all he's about. And he does that through tempting us to sin. That's how he succeeds in that mission of his, is by getting us to sin. When we choose to believe what his lies and fall for his deceptions, we work death and destruction in our own lives. The devil has laid snares. He's laid mines all over the place, on TV, DVDs, the internet, at work, in relationships, all over the place. He offers temptations to sin. And you and I must be very careful to avoid his destructive allurements to sin, because when we choose to sin, we choose to destroy ourselves, essentially. We've got to run from the darkness and follow the light. And that's what Letter 7 speaks about in their song, Follow the Light. Letter 7 with Follow the Light. They sang in that song, Follow the Light, Run from the Dark. And Paul told young Timothy something very similar in 2 Timothy 2:22. He said, Now flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. You know, Jesus used some gory illustrations to teach us the importance of running from the dark, of running from sin. He said over in Matthew 18, verses 8 and 9, he said this, If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands and two feet and be cast into eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and to be cast into fiery hell. You see, we should take great pains to avoid sin and to follow Christ, who is the light of the world. Are you going to great lengths to avoid sin, or are you going to great lengths to indulge sin? If you are going to great lengths to indulge it, then as the scripture says, you're headed for eternal fire. And that is not a place you want to be. I guarantee you, it's not going to be a party with your friends in hell. You're going to have no desire whatsoever fulfilled ever. Not any desire you have. Not any relief whatsoever. Not a place you want to go. Well, how do we avoid the darkness and how do we avoid sin and going to hell? Well, the first place you've got to start in your run from sin is to surrender your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength to Jesus Christ. And Striper's going to sing a song about that called Surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another Stryper classic song there, Surrender. You know, they sang in that song, Christ is the lover of your soul, and he wants to give you all you need. So freely surrender, open up and surrender to his majesty. You know, that is truly what the gospel is. It's a call to surrender yourself to Christ. And the return is more than you can even imagine. People think all the time, well, if I become a Christian, you know, I'm going to marry an ugly woman and move to Africa to be a missionary. That, hey, God has will bless your socks off. If you turn your life over to Christ, you're going to be blessed. You're going to get the kind of life you've always wanted, the kind of life you've always tried to find through sin but never could achieve. You're going to get that if you surrender your heart to Christ. You're not giving up anything. You're gaining everything. Jesus said in Luke 9, whoever would come after me must take up his cross daily, deny himself daily, and follow me. You must surrender to Christ. Well, we're going to be closing down the show here in just a minute. I'm going to play us out with White Cross. Heaven is calling you tonight, but I wanted to invite you out to church at Sandpoint Baptist Chapel if you're here in Sandpoint. 10 o'clock Bible study for adults. 11 o'clock Sunday morning worship. It's Mother's Day. Hey, bring your mom to church. Come on. Come to Mother's Day at 11 o'clock, and let's hear a sermon about how to be a godly mother. Listen, I also want to announce to you there is a concert Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Teen Center. Aging Elijah will be there performing live. I encourage you to come out to that. We're going to play out here with White Cross, and Heaven is Calling You Tonight, and that's what's happening today. Heaven is calling you.